welcome to the WWE Recap Podcast, featuring Raw and SmackDown and WWE pay-per-view results. This is the results to WWE Raw for August 5th, 2019. The show opened up with Samoa Joe screaming at the announce team and him demanding an apology for the WWE because the WWE Universe saying that he is probably responsible for the attack on Roman Reigns. And he wanted an apology from Roman Reigns later in the night. After this, there was a match. So the match was Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair against Natalya and Trish Stratus. So if you don't know, Becky Lynch is facing Natalya for the Raw Women's Championship in Toronto. And Charlotte Flair is facing Trish Stratus also in SummerSlam. So during the match, Flair walked out on Becky because they're not friends. And they used to be best friends, but they're not friends anymore. Stratus never actually tagged in the match, so she wasn't actually a legal competitor ever in the match. So Natalya lost the match, refusing to release the sharpshooter when Lynch had reached the ropes, and that caused a disqualification with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch winning. And Trish Stratus went to make Natalya stop with the sharpshooter, and Stratus checked on Becky to see how she was doing. So next, the second match was Andrade versus Rey Mysterio. So during the match, Andrade tried to take off Mysterio's mask, which drew the attention of the referee. Zelina Vega then snapped Rey's neck across the middle rope, allowing Andrade to hit his hammerlock DDT to win the match against Rey Mysterio. So after this, we went backstage to where Mike Kanellis pinned his wife Maria at the hospital to win the WWE 24/7 championship. In the lobby, after he won, he found R-Truth. Dressed like a pregnant woman, Truth pulled a baby doll from between his legs, tossed it at Mike, then rolled him up to win the 24/7 championship. After the commercial break, Paul Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar and showed the footage from last week's beatdown of Seth Rollins. After this, an injured Seth Rollins showed up with a steel chair to maybe get some redemption on what Lesnar did to him last week. So Lesnar attacked him again, and for several minutes, he beat down Seth Rollins. And after the other commercial break, Rollins cut a promo asking if the beatings are worth it. And the crowd chanted him. Rollins says he will be at SummerSlam and guarantees he'll beat Brock Lesnar for the Universal title. Next, the Viking Raiders faced Jay Alexander and Abram. The Raiders beat them in like less than 2 minutes. And their dominance over jobbers continues. After this, they paid a tribute to Harley Race. So if you don't know, Harley Race just died a few days ago at the age of 76. After this, Cedric Alexander was booked to face Drew McIntyre with special guest referee Kurt Angle. This match never got started with McIntyre coming out and attack him on the outside with Kurt Angle on the inside, and the match never started. A little bit later, Bray Wyatt appeared, and then he attacked Angle in the ring. Next, there was a match between Big E and Xavier Woods and the OC, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. Quickly after the bell rang, AJ Styles interfered and it caused a disqualification with Big E and Xavier Woods winning the match. After they attacked Big E and Xavier Woods, Ricochet came out to save them, and then they set up a 6-man tag team match later in the night. So now, the OC teamed up with AJ Styles, and they defeated the New Day and Ricochet. Gallows and Anderson hit the magic killer on Woods to win the match. After this, Samoa Joe shut down Raw until Roman Reigns gave him an apology. Roman didn't show up for a little bit. A production person told Joe that Roman had just arrived in the parking lot. So Joe walked out to confront him. So Joe tried to confront Roman Reigns as he was climbing out of the car, but another car drove into Roman's car that he pulled up in. So after this, there was a Fatal 4 elimination match for the Women's Tag Team Championships. So the Iconics, the champions, were defending against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire versus the Kabuki Warriors. So in this match, Mandy Rose first pinned Billie Kay from the Iconics to eliminate the Iconics and setting up for new champions later. After this, Asuka made Mandy Rose tap out to the Asuka Lock to eliminate Fire and Desire. Nikki Cross pushed Kairi Sane off the top rope to prevent the Insane Elbow to Alexa Bliss, allowing Bliss to hit a punch and hit Twisted Bliss to win the match and have her and Nikki Cross win the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. The show ended with a contract signing edition of Miz TV with Miz, Dolph Ziggler, and the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. Ziggler first started with signing the contract, and Miz told him, "Can't wait to face him next Monday on Raw." At this point, Ziggler was confused because the contract he signed was supposed to be for SummerSlam, but he didn't realize it was against someone else. Ziggler thought that Miz meant he was facing Shawn Michaels, but he meant Goldberg. Goldberg arrived, signed the contract, and told Ziggler he's next. So, Raw, I thought, was a pretty good Raw, with a bunch of stuff happening, like new Women's Tag Team Championships, Goldberg coming back again, and just the matches overall were pretty good, and I thought it was very interesting. I rate this Raw at a 9 out of 10. It was a pretty good Raw for what it was before SummerSlam. So, the next show is SmackDown, which is after Raw, and then we go into SummerSlam weekend with all the stuff. So, this was my first podcast, and I was very excited to start this podcast for you to tune into every week. I will be putting out new podcasts every week, 2 days a week. So there'll be 2 podcasts every week. And once a month, there'll be 3 podcasts. So, yeah, so tune in for the next podcast, and I'll catch you later on another podcast. Peace.